Morning, welcome to the Inside Edge. It is Wednesday, January 22nd. And as the New Jersey State Senate considers legislation on ballot design, on slogans, petition reform, as a state appellate court panel considers fusion voting, and as a federal judge mulls the permanent elimination of county organization lines, I thought I'd offer just a quick explainer about political parties in New Jersey. And I know this is going to come as a shock to everybody, but the courts and the legislature have made the definition of political parties overly complicated. New Jersey has seven minor parties that you can register to vote as a member of. It's the Conservative Party, the Greens, the Libertarians, the Socialists, the U.S. Constitution Party, the Natural Law Party, and the Reform Party. And until a lawsuit 25 years ago, Jersey was one of two states that didn't recognize minor parties at all. A judge found that to be unconstitutional and ordered the state to allow voters to register as members of those parties. In total, it's about 78,000 voters statewide, about 1% that have registered as members of a third party. And this too is going to shock everybody. The implementation of the 2000 court ruling left some things that remain unsettled. One is that political parties are frozen in time. There's no way to start a new minor party from scratch. And two, there's no way to eliminate a minor party. The Natural Law Party, Ross Perot's old Reform Party, they've both been defunct for over 20 years, but they remain on the rolls in New Jersey with about 7,000 voters affiliated with them. Some by mistake. So thanks again, DMV. The only way to become a major political party in New Jersey is by running candidates for the state assembly using an identical slogan. And all of those candidates combined need to get 10% of the vote. And if that were to happen, then the new party would get equal treatment to Democrats and Republicans. The last time Jersey had three parties was 1913. Theodore Roosevelt's Progressive, the Bull Moose Party, ran a full slate of candidates for the assembly statewide in 1912. They gained major party status. The Progressive Party nomination in 1913 for governor was won by a former Republican state senator from Essex County. He got 11% in the general. His assembly candidates got less than that. So after a year, that party was gone. That's all I have for today. Thanks everybody for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow.